Well, thanks so much for coming here at lunchtime. I appreciate it. So the project I'm going to talk to you about today is a model of care coordination inside of a methadone maintenance program or opiate treatment program in New Bedford, Massachusetts. So it started as a partnership between the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth and this nonprofit human service agency, for which, in terms of full disclosure, I actually work for the agency in another state in another affiliate. So the College of Nursing has both undergrad and graduate programs, including a Doctorate of Nursing Practice program. They're always looking at the university for clinical placements, and the clinical placements up until now have tended to be in large hospital systems, so not a lot of community health practice for their nursing students. So at Seven Hills Behavioral Health in Massachusetts, there's a very large opiate treatment program. Approximately 775 folks a day are going through there. For typical methadone dispensing, as you're probably very familiar with, it's a CARF-accredited, SAMHSA-certified program serving largely minority and underserved population, lots of co-occurring poly-sub mental health and medical comorbidities. And it's a predominantly Medicare and Medicaid served population. As you know, across the country, the opiate epidemic is getting quite a lot of attention. In Massachusetts, there is a significant increase in opiate-related deaths. There was a 50% increase between 2013 and 2014. 50% increase. We know that the healthcare disparities in this population are very significant. As you can see, lots of socioeconomic challenges, huge rate of unemployment, large homeless rate, the concurrent mental health diagnoses, significant issues with lacking preventative care and care for chronic disease. So the clinic really lacks an integrated comprehensive health assessment and care planning model. The nurses there are pretty much focused just on the methadone dispensing, which for those of you familiar is very routinized and very time consuming. Approximately one in four clients there have no PCP or dentist, undiagnosed and untreated medical problems, especially liver disease, diabetes, heart disease. The staff there is dosing 500 clients a day and a total of 750 with the take-home doses. For those of you not familiar, New Bedford is an old mill city in Massachusetts. It was a whaling city many decades ago. The prevalence of smoking in New Bedford is much higher than the state average and higher than the national average, as you can see here. And also in New Bedford, if you look at the health rankings, there's a significant lack amongst the general population of dental care, preventative screenings, vaccinations, and primary care. In a review of the literature, MMT or OTP clients have significantly poorer physical and mental health than the general population, and lots of barriers to health care and social services. So the specific chronic health diseases that you see in the population are listed here, and pretty much as you all as public health nurses are well aware of and would expect. The barriers to care that are described in the literature around stigma, discrimination, and lack of social support such as housing and transportation. On a positive note, in the review of the literature, there are some interventions that are described as being very helpful for this population, improving their overall health outcomes. And just participation in an MMT or OTP program has been found to be positively associated with improved health outcomes, probably because of the linkage to health and social services and the increased counseling and screening that sort of happens in the context of the methadone maintenance program. The literature describes significant improvement in health if you can provide on-site health care. Additionally, the literature notes that nursing care management is very positively linked with better outcomes, but it has to be holistic and it has to really include a comprehensive assessment, collaboration around primary care, education, and addressing the social determinants of health along with the clinical team at the program. So this project was enacted, again, between the University of Massachusetts and the clinic itself with a goal to improve clients' health outcomes. We started by designing a health assessment that was comprehensive and then looking at nursing being better trained to be able to complete the assessment and to be able to follow up on healthcare needs. We used the PDSA model so we could constantly change midstream because we were working in a very busy program with limited resources. Of course, the harm reduction model, so this was consistent with the clinic's model that they used anyway, and a health promotion model. As I said, the first step was to develop a comprehensive health assessment. We looked in the literature for the focus areas that should be attended to in a complex health assessment, including making sure we addressed chronic pain, infectious disease, chronic illness, et cetera. Again, all informed by the literature. Then we worked on changing the nursing scope of practice, which was pretty significant because, as I said, and as you're familiar with, the nurses in a traditional methadone maintenance program are very much tied up with methadone dispensing. So with ongoing training and support, the nurses were able to really engage in a more comprehensive health assessment. The third goal that we worked on was to try to develop concrete procedures for follow-up. So the clinic staff had done a really good job of setting up sort of informal workarounds in order to make sure that they communicated around patients' health issues between the clinical social work staff, the mental health clinicians, and the nurses. But none of this was sort of a concrete, replicable sort of procedure. So we tried to work on those as a step three. Of course, for successful project implementation, we had to really work on stakeholder involvement. We had some really great buy-in from administration, from the medical director, and the nurses were absolutely amazing. The nurses went above and beyond with seeking out new information. Most of the nursing staff were licensed practical nurses. They were very cognizant that they needed and wanted more information to better care for their patients. They really sought out, I functioned as the PI and as an APRN, they really sought me out to ask for guidance, not only around clinical issues, patient care issues, but also around navigating their role in the health system. So that was sort of the, I can't think of the right word, the accidental outcome that was probably the most remarkable. So for evaluation, we looked at how we met those objectives. We looked at a convenience sample of the first 46 clients that had been admitted and did a simple record review using a tool that, again, identified the problem areas in the literature and made sure that they were addressed. So as you can see, the nurses completed health assessments in 96% of the records and identified the problems, followed up on things like methadone safety, nicotine cessation, but really got hung up on a couple of areas. One of which was the medication reconciliation. that was too cumbersome under the existing system because they didn't have good records for the patients coming in with what meds they were on. That was aided significantly by the state adopting mandatory usage of the prescription drug monitoring program, which had previously just been sort of like a nice suggestion by the State Department of Health. They were significantly hampered with making referrals. They made the referrals, but they didn't want to document them, and they didn't want to document them because they didn't want to be held responsible. The nurses didn't want to be held responsible for the outcomes because they knew that there was no system in place for really aggressively following up that those referrals were done and that the patients made it to the doctor. So we were able to, again, work very collaboratively with the project team there and address some of the issues that came up in terms of the barriers that we encountered, one of which was administration finding the financial resources to devote funding for nurse care manager positions and sort of realigning the hours that they were administering the methadone so they could move nursing resources around. So that was very important. The nurses still struggled with who was prepared to be a nurse care coordinator and how they were prepared, and so we worked a lot on that. And one of the important things we did was hook the nurses up with the International Nursing Society for Addictions, and there's local chapter meetings in Boston that folks were able to get involved in. So just feeling like they had those resources and support was described as being really helpful to the nurses. And these are some of the really terrific areas that we, I know I only have a couple minutes, that we addressed from the findings when we found that there was, as you might imagine, the increased risk of sexually transmitted illness. We increased the connection with the screening and prevention program. Many, many clients came in with missing teeth, teeth that needed to be pulled, and weren't aware that MassHealth had actually 2 years prior reinstituted dental care. It had been taken out for single adults, but then had been put back in to the MassHealth budget. One of the really exciting things that we worked on was integrating a primary health clinic into the methadone center, and the agency pursued and obtained a primary health care license and secured a primary care physician and is in process of trying to recruit nurse practitioners to address primary care in that setting. You can see on-site EKG monitoring because that was a consistent issue. Hooking up with the existing healthcare providers in the area in terms of making sure that the care was coordinated. The Greater New Bedford Health Center, which is the FQHC, was a very strong partner. And in terms of sustainability, the projects continue. So this project finished over a year and a half ago, and in the ensuing semesters, we've had graduate nursing students in the DMP program engage again in the clinic, doing hepatitis education for the clinicians. Right now, there's two DMP students, one doing nutrition education for clients, and the other one is doing bringing nurse practitioner students in and teaching the nurse practitioners hands-on physical assessment in the MMT clients. So actually helping to decrease that stigma while giving them hands-on experience. So this is my email address if anybody wants to contact me with any questions. And I thank you very much for your time today.